I received a message from God.
This week, the bassist and songwriter Michel Indeghiocella releases a new album. It's called The World Has Made Me the Man of My Dreams.
See how they respond when you make love.
Indeghiocella visited our studio a couple of years ago when her album Dance of the Infidel had just come out. And she talked to Ave Carrillo, who was a producer here and a huge fan.
I really love the music of Michel Indeghiocella. There are other musicians I've been obsessed with, but there aren't any others whose albums I can sing note for note, horns, guitars, and bass lines from the start of the album to the end.
Boom, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sit back, relax, and listen to the A-track. I dig it like an old soul record.
Plantation Lullabies was her debut album back in 1993, and it still sounds groundbreaking 12 years later. It's funky and beautiful with lyrics about love, but also it's about racism, drugs, and poverty.
Housing, birth control, and abortion. The capitalistic hand around my throat, shooting up dope just to cope, and it's dehumanizing society. We both found God when we obeyed.
Her second album, Peace Beyond Passion, is full of biblical imagery, exploring issues like homophobia.
Hey, fat, better run, learn to run, cause daddy's home. Daddy's sweet little boy, just a little too sweet. And every night the man shows the faggot where the real man should be.
Clearly, the woman has a lot to say, and I've been wanting this interview to happen for so long. So I was almost shaking with excitement while waiting for it to start. And when she arrived at our studio, she slumped down in her chair, whipped out her BlackBerry, and started playing Tetris.
So,
we can actually hear the BlackBerry from the microphone.
Okay.
All right. What you gonna ask me?
His mother would pray.
Michel wasn't actually rude. She was just painfully shy. And clearly, she'd much rather be playing music than sitting in a studio talking to the media.
I've read that interviews are not exactly what you look forward to the most. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Why is that?
Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
What did your parents do for
a
living?
No, I understand what
you
mean.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I'm just not that deep. There's not much going on. I'm so simple. I like to eat, I like to walk. I wish I was, I guess, a more learned person or had some theory or concept. But, I got a high school education. Some days I sing, some days I don't. Some songs have words, some don't. Are we going to eat today,
As a bisexual, bass-playing, black, Muslim, female bandleader, she's had to learn to guard herself against prying. In addition, critics and fans have a hard time keeping up with her dramatic musical shifts. In 1999, the album Bitter was released, and the critical response was bitter. Sales were disappointing, too, compared to her previous records. The album is meditative, soaked in string arrangements, and the songs have titles like Faithful, Satisfy, Loyalty, and Bitter.
You push me away bitterly. My apologies fall on your deaf ears.
3 years later in 2002, she recalled the days of mixtapes with her album Cookie. It's a bit of a mishmash of all styles.
Total request now.
It's funny to me. It's like my art piece record to me. It's so funny. Because everyone's like, make a black record. And I'm like, I wake up every day and I'm black. What do you mean? And so it's got a lot of harshness in it. And it was like I'm parroting the stuff I hear because all it is about sex, what you wear,
That's all right. Got a lot of sense running through your bones.
But then I realized when I was with some friends of mine who have beautiful children that I love, they can't play that record. Wow, it kind of felt a little strange.
But as Michelle would probably say, that's all in the past.
Past is never to return. It's meaningless.
It's actually not all that surprising, then, that Michelle's new album barely features her bass playing. She doesn't sing or rap on any songs. It's called Dance of the Infidel, and it's a jazz record. The album showcases legendary jazz musicians like Oliver Lake, Cassandra Wilson, and Don Byron. There is singing, but it's not Michelle. And I observe hardly anyone
takes notice of me. There's all these great, amazing people who are 20 times more talented than I'll ever be. And so I realize what I'm doing is to go out so people can see them. Jazz is like, it's the ultimate lesson in faith. When you go see a pop act or an R&B act, because this has been a challenge for me too, you have a song to sort of hold on to. Even if you don't feel good that day, have cramps, you're tired, didn't have lunch, you have the lyric and the foundation of the song to get through. Okay, you have ABC, take the A, sing the chorus out, blah. With improvisational music, you don't know, and you could fall flat on your face. Or you could soar to amazing heights, and then you soar so high, and then you get afraid, and you know, then you're like Icarus, you know, you're like, oh, I got too close to the sun.
Verve Records originally was going to release Dance the Infidel, but they were unhappy with how little presence Michelle had on the record. Instead of changing the music, she just changed labels.
I'm having an experience now where they want me to be the leader. And I'm like, I don't want to lead. You need a lot of confidence and a lot of arrogance. I think in my youth, I had a lot more than I do now. I go to the shows and it just says my name, so it deflates me. And I don't think people understand why.
Successful female singers crowd popular music. It's not as common that women actually write the songs, are virtuosos on their instrument, produce their own albums, and direct their band.
I remember I had one rehearsal and I had a new drummer who actually became really good friends, but at first it was quite difficult because he told me, you know, a woman shouldn't be a leader. And I was like, good to meet you too. All right, the next tune is... This is how I want it played. <You know? laughs>
I have a theory that Michelle's music somehow reflects the many identities she carries, those she was born with and those she chose to adopt.
No matter where you are, you could be an infidel. Who you are, what you wear, which how you dress, male or female, it doesn't matter. Muslims look at how I dress and I'm haram. You know, that's what the dance of the infidel is about. This is all judgments. Does that make any sense?
Your lips are like strands of scarlet. Your mouth is my...
For Studio 360, I'm Ave Carrillo.
Your neck's like a Tower of David. Shields mighty men. Your breasts are like fawns which feed among the lilies until the day. The sweet day breaks. Come bear your soul to me.
Michelle Indeggio-Cello's got a new album coming out in just a few days. She's back on bass and vocals, and it is called The World Has Made Me the Man of My Dreams. You can listen to a track at studio360.org. And while you're there, you can subscribe to our podcast and to our weekly Studio 360 newsletter. that is it for today's show. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you listen again next week. Our program is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Kevin Ryan,
Jillian Goodman,
Ben Conniff.
And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, supporting CARE in its efforts to alleviate global poverty, on the web at care.org, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.
As a kid, jazz pianist Herbie Hancock thought he wanted to be a scientist.
I remember when I was 5 and 6 years old, I used to take apart watches and clocks.
But lucky for us, his experiments were in music.
When synthesizers came along, I knew what voltage was, amperes. I got to be a scientist and a musician at the same time.
I'm Kurt Anderson, jazz legend Herbie Hancock. Next time in Studio 360 from PRI.